gosh, you're making me blush.
WILFM, St. Louis.
It's 6:59 at WIL. Good morning. It's 79 degrees. I'm Mac Douglas with 92 WIL News. In St. Louis, partly cloudy skies. We'll have Karen Shipman's complete forecast just ahead. And let's check your morning commute, and we're going to check it.
And thank you very much. Eastbound 70 in pretty good shape from Cave Springs across the Blanchet Bridge. Just a little bit heavy in the right lane at 270. Northbound 270 slow going, though, from Gravois on up through 44 and Doherty Ferry. 44 eastbound steady in through the Merrimack River at 270. 55 northbound. Some slow going from 44 on up through the construction zone approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. 5570 westbound stacking up near 64 across the bridge. And 270 westbound look for a little bit of a delay right around West Morrison and approaching the Interval. This report brought to you by Gundaker. Better Homes and Gardens, looking for a new home? With Gundaker Realtors, you can find hundreds of open houses this weekend in your neighborhood. That's right, it's Gundaker, your family realtor. And the next Hellcat Copter, I'm Buzz Carlson with Traffic Watch. More traffic in 12 minutes on WIL.
Thank you, Buzz. And in the news this morning, those who were close to John F. Kennedy Jr. and those who just admire him will both have opportunities to attend special services in his memory in Manhattan. Our correspondent Brian Carey has the details.
Irish leaders are organizing a public memorial for tonight for John F. Kennedy, his wife Carolyn, and sister-in-law Lauren Bassett. It will be held at 6 o'clock at the old St. Patrick's Cathedral on Mott Street. The church, which is almost two centuries old, was chosen because of Kennedy's concern for the problems of the Irish, both here and in Ireland. Family and friends of the Kennedys will attend a private service tomorrow morning at 11 at St. Thomas More Church on East 89th Street on Manhattan's Upper East Side. It is by invitation only. The media is not invited. Brian Carey, New York.
In the Catholic Church, there are different services for situations when bodies are recovered and present and when they're not. The Catholic Churches of Greenwich, Connecticut, the hometown of the Carolyn and Lauren Bassett's mother, are under the jurisdiction of the Diocese of Bridgeport. Dr. Joseph McAleer is the Diocese Director of Communications.
When a body is present, in a funeral mass, you have a welcoming of the body into the church. You have a blessing of the body, and you also have prayers for the committal of the body, namely when the body leaves the church for burial in a cemetery.
McAleer, rather, says a funeral mass, when the body is present, has more prayers than a memorial service. Look for another weekend of delays on I-70. The Missouri Department of Transportation will once again shut down the highway in both directions. This time, they will be removing the northbound portion of the West Florissant Bridge. Area engineer Greg Horn says this is the last time, they expect to shut down I-70 this summer. Horn says if motorists follow detours, things will run smoothly.
What we have set up is our detours are the same as last time, is 170 to Highway 64 or Highway 40. That will be the main detour. There will be a local detour set up that runs from, runs through the city streets. It's not near as complicated as the last one. It runs down Taylor Avenue.
Horn says they will reopen the highway before morning rush on Monday. Minority contractors will meet this evening to decide whether they will go through with the shutdown of Highway 40. But Governor Mel Carnahan believes there is a chance that an agreement can be reached between Minority Contractors Association and the Missouri Department of Transportation. Carnahan says he believes the minority contractors have a legitimate argument.
I want to get a resolve. I want to get an increase in the participation of workers, minority workers, and minority contractors. That is worthy. I want to help us get there.
Tiamu Rayof of Mocan believes Carnahan is interfering in the talks. And she was a star in the Muni's production. Now she's retiring to the good life. Former Annie star Randy Caldwell has a story of Sarah, the dog star of Annie, and her newfound family.
Matt, Sarah is a former Humane Society pup who appeared in the play to raise awareness for homeless animals. Keith and Donna Gunn of House Springs went to the play, they saw Sarah, and decided to adopt her. Sarah will share her new home with Bandit, the other family dog who came from the Humane Society 10 years ago. And nobody's more excited than little Miranda Gunn.
Who's going to feed the puppy?
Me.
You're going to feed him?
Because I usually feed my dog the other dog, and so I think I'm in charge of the dogs.
The Humane Society has an abundance of cute little critters available for adoption. For more information, call 647-8800.
92 WIL News Time is 7:04.
Hey, Tom. Yeah, it's Bob over at Intercontinental. I know you're busy, so I'll get right to the point. I was calling. Oh, you're not
a little turtle. He never saw the truck.
Plus, there's a range of plans available, and we'll even help you choose the one that best meets your company's calling needs.
And after that, in high school, I discovered poetry. Here's one of my early works.
OnePlus Saver local toll calling plans for business from Southwestern Bell. Call 1-877-977-4508. Sign up for a plan, save money. It's that simple.
In sports, the Rams training camp starts tomorrow in Macomb, Illinois, with star running back Marshall Faulk still unsigned. And another story, cornerback Ryan McNeil's status remains in limbo. The Rams haven't attempted to sign the unrestricted free agent, and McNeil's future remains uncertain. He's yet to sign with any NFL team because he says he refuses to sell himself short. And now with a look at the forecast, here's WIL meteorologist Karen Shippen.
A heat advisory remains in effect for the bi-state area through Friday. That means temperatures will be in the upper 90s, but heat indices will be near 105 to 110. Today's high, 98 degrees. However, we do have a chance of maybe an isolated shower to cool us off. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with a low of 77. And the heat and humidity will continue on Friday with a chance of some isolated afternoon showers. Friday's high, 97.
It's 81 in St. Louis. I'm Mac Douglas with 92 WIL News. And now more music and fun with Debbie, David, and Jason in the morning.